Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Emergency top five greatest music videos of all time. For you old heads.
Ooh.
For the olds who enjoyed those. Those two guys dancing in that video. Anybody else? Wiggy?
Yeah.
Remember that video? Tears for Fears?
Mm-hmm. The bushy hair. Didn't they both have bushy hair?
Yes, but just out in the middle of nowhere. Out in front of a place. Dancing.
My favorite was the Full Monty from Chumbawamba. Is that Tub Thumpers? Or is it Tub Thumpers and Chumbawamba or Chumbawamba Tub Thumpers?
No, the song is Tub Thumper.
By Chumbawamba.
Tub Thumping.
Yeah, yes, that was a great.
That's when music videos were like the end all be all to like you went to MTV and you're like, all right, I can't wait to see like Prince's next video.
Right.
Well, with the fourth pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the New England Patriots have selected Will Campbell. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Some disappointment, I think, certainly from some of us and maybe from some of you. So we will talk to you about that all morning long. We push the schedule back a little bit because of Curtis's inspirational lead, which led to tears all over New England.
I'm sorry.
When it comes to his ninth anniversary of sobriety. So now I went to see Dr. Wu yesterday, and now you're encouraging me when it comes to sharing inspirational thoughts.
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
Inspirational thoughts. Do not, whatever you do, if you're like me and you're avoiding going to the dentist, don't do it. I had to go yesterday and get first of all, I hate the Novocaine, and when they tell you that they're putting the needle in and it's not going to hurt, it might be a pinch, it hurts.
Yeah.
And I don't care, they rub the bubblegum stuff on your gums first, it still hurts. But then I had to have this scaling done, which is like they go into the middle of your teeth and remove plaque and crap that's in there. Mm. Do not, like a jackass, I didn't go to the dentist during the pandemic and afterwards, don't let that happen to you.
I need to go to the dentist, too.
That's my inspirational lead this morning, Curtis.
Thank you, Greg.
That's not my lead, but that's my inspirational
lead.
I got
to take you up on your advice. I ain't been there in a minute.
Yeah.
And Dr. Wu was crying.
I was near tears because I am terrified of the dentist.
Yeah.
All right. We have leads left, including one from Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to pivot real quick with my lead because there was a little bit of miscommunication on the audio on my part. So here's what I will say. Courtney, enjoy your time down in Florida, because when you get back, I want my $200 real quick, because it looks like Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers is probably pretty good. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't have a pick in the second round,
yeah,
so they're probably not on the Shedeur Sanders
train. I was anticipating that they were going to take Shedeur Sanders.
Like a lot of us were. I think even, you know.
I think Shedeur was hoping that they would.
Mel Kiper thought it was.
I think whoever was at the house and waiting to bring the food out into the empty custom draft set at Shedeur's house was hoping that the Steelers were going to take Shedeur Sanders.
And I think, Shyam, you even had him going to 21 in Pittsburgh, right?
I had originally Shedeur going 9 to New Orleans.
Oh, okay. And so when I saw Pittsburgh, and then I saw them all smiles, and then they went, not Pittsburgh, but then they didn't take he didn't go with Pittsburgh. And I was like, oh, wait a second, what's going on here? And then the Giants trade back in. I'm like, oh, this is where the Giants take Shedeur. And then there's all smiles at the Dodd household in Utah. I'm like, oh, man, they're going with Dodd on this one. But anyways, the Pittsburgh Steelers, it probably, if they are going to take a quarterback, it won't be till round 3, pick 83. Shedeur will be gone. Milroe will probably be gone. So you'll be kind of going to whoever the fifth best quarterback at the time is, whether that's, I don't know, Quinn Ewers or what's the kid from Will Howard from Penn State. And so if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Will Howard sucks. I watch Penn State. He sucks.
So if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, it looks like they are going to go all in on the Aaron Rodgers train, because once they didn't take a quarterback, that's when I knew, all right, I can secure my $200, and I like those Courtney and all ones when you get back from Florida.
401 text from Rhode Island, where we will be for a road show sooner than later. Road show season begins a week from today in Springfield, and the text reads, listening late on the app, Greg, your take on Shedeur Sanders is idiotic. I don't know which portion you're referring to. I will assume you, if you want to elaborate, please elaborate as you listen late on the Odyssey app. And many people do that. They don't start they start listening to the 6 a.m. part of the show at 7 or 7:30 or 8 or 9. And that's the great thing about the app. But I'm assuming that it is you're referring to me talking about the fact that the dude owns, you know, 12 Lamborghinis and Rolls Royces and is. Has created a giant custom branded draft room for himself and is walking around in a $150,000 diamond necklace, and so therefore teams might be wary of signing him. I'm sorry.
I don't really buy that.
I
buy more Shimes thing because everybody, you know.
What did Tom Brady, was he wearing any kind of $150,000 piece of jewelry?
He was a 6-round pick, believe me.
How did that end up?
No, if he was probably top 10, he might be, and in this era, he might have been wearing a bunch of jewelry.
Yeah, Joe Burrow was probably wearing a bunch of crazy stuff when he was taken first overall, and he's awesome.
Cam Ward wasn't.
Oh, that's one guy. Jackson Dott was wearing a nice piece.
I mean, Tom Brady ran the 40 like he had thousands of dollars worth of jewelry on him.
I think it's more of what Shime is saying, that maybe some of those teams that needed quarterbacks, Cleveland, the Giants, New Orleans, where some of those coaches and front office people were like, well, if Shador's not good, they're going to blame us and bring Dion in.
Greg, I heard this right up your alley. Brand X had brought my attention to a tweet from Jay Glazer where he talked about meeting with teams pre-draft, getting their understanding about who they like, who they don't like, all that type of stuff. And he noted a category has been added regarding how teams view players that had not been talked about before, which is teams have taken players off the board for, quote, doesn't love football, unquote. This was the first year it was prevalent. I asked around why that is and thought football and why they thought it was, and they say NIL money has impacted the way in which some NFL teams scout and that guys that have gotten a lot of money, already gotten a lot of praise, adulation, all of that, may not be the right person for their organization because they don't have that same drive to pursue greatness in the NFL.
They don't feel like they're playing in the NFL to earn their money. They already have been given millions and millions of dollars.
But that's every and player, though. Jackson
it's not
Dott's
every
the same.
Player.
What do you
it's
mean?
It's not Will Campbell. How much do you think Will Campbell got? I
bet you Will Campbell probably got about $700,000 to $800,000 to play at LSU.
Yeah.
Don't think LSU and which is it Brian Kelly was spending money? And at the love of football thing, I get what you're saying, but then I would kind of refute it. Is that how you say? Is it refute?
Yes.
Is that the right way to say it?
Nailed it.
Is Tetero and McMillan, there's a video of him going, I don't watch any film. I don't watch no film. And he went number 9 to Carolina. But
wouldn't you say that's different?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At the quarterback spot.
No, but Shedeur, in the world of football, that he watches a lot of film. He has a good IQ. One of the things that Shedeur Sanders, they said he has a good handle on is going through his progressions, getting the ball out of his hand quickly and his accuracy. Because his accuracy is ridiculous, like, you know, in college terms, we're talking about over 70%. It's just weird that he went from, whether you want to say he was top 5, top 10, top 15, or even top 20, to completely out of the first round.
Maybe they should have waited on retiring the jersey. You think?
I would agree too soon on that? I would agree.
Okay.
Deion doesn't help him
Deion kills him. Regardless of what his talent is, it's unfortunate his father being involved in the whole process and the way he's treated him. Like his dad, we've all seen this in youth sports.
Mm-hmm.
His dad basically went to be a head coach in college football so he could start his kid. We've all seen that kind of coach.
But he did good, though.
We've all seen that kind of coach.
That's what my dad did, Little League.
But he's turned the program. It's one thing to play daddy ball and your kid's not good. The thing you could say about Deion is he was able to turn two college programs around.
NFL teams don't seem to think that.
Well, I think it's more because when Deion said, oh, we might be a package deal, that's where I think some of the GMs and coaches were like, well, I don't want
to. Or to Greg's credit, Wiggy, is it more so that teams see Deion as the one who's having success and not Shadur, and that Deion can actually build a culture and build an organization, whereas Shadur may not necessarily actually be any good.
Well, what we learned last night is the NFL thinks Travis Hunter had a lot more to do with Shadur's success than Shadur did with him.
Also true. Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Can I get to my lead?
Sure can.
Oh, holy smoking Toledo.
It's a busy day today, Greg.
I understand. So real quick, Curtis brought up our competitor, the Sports Hub. They have the luxury of interviewing Joe Mazzulla because they pay for the broadcast rights, and so Joe Mazzulla doesn't go on any other radio stations. Excellent question, though, asked of Joe Mazzulla when he was on yesterday with regard to why he told Jason Tatum to get up. And we've talked a lot about that on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought you might enjoy hearing, with Game 3 looming this evening, what Joe Mazzulla said when asked why he was telling Jason Tatum to get up.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's just love. The love of the relationship that we have, the understanding of the moment, understanding of our environment, and just grateful, you know, the relationship that we have, the relationship we have with our players, knowing that so we can push each other. And he pushes me, try to push him. We try to do that for each other.
Okay.
Okay. So he was trying to push Jason Tatum.
Okay.
Oof. Oof. What? Right. You don't like that answer?
No.
You don't think that's what Joe Mazzulla should be doing too? I like it.
He pushed himself. He stayed in the game. I don't.
Yeah, I don't really get that element.
I don't. Like, if Jason Tatum today woke up and called Chisholm, Wick, Mr. Hale, whatever, and said, I want Mazzulla gone, he'd be gone in 2 seconds.
See, I like that he's trying to hold him accountable. I like
that. But that's not holding somebody accountable. He's saying, I'm pushing him. Like, in what way are you pushing him? Because he did stay in the game.
He was pushing him to get up and to stop writhing on the floor like cut your leg off.
But he's in pain. I could see if you're pushing him to get back in the game. He goes back in the game. He misses two free throws. Then he hits a three-pointer. He plays the rest of the game. So, like, I don't really get
Joe Mazzulla missed a pair of games as a basketball coach because he got hurt in a pickup basketball game on his eye.
And, you know, I love Jiu-Jitsu Joe. I just don't see, like, I don't get when you go, you're pushing him. You're not, like, pushing him. I get if you want to say, you know, this is the mind games that we play. You know, we don't want to show weakness to our opponent, that type of thing.
But that shows weakness if your coach has to tell you to get up.
Yeah, I just don't get this one, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked that he said that again. He to the moment just really wanted him to be okay. I don't know why that was taken that way.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I'm pushing him.
No, because it's an important thing to him. Like,
which is concerning also for how they view Tatum. Yeah. If they think that he needs to be pushed in that way in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't, especially somebody who hasn't missed the game. You know, why would you, like, I don't get the pushing him to get up.
Okay.
That is wild. He is being treated so unfairly. It is so crazy.
Yeah, either you feel like he's being treated unfairly.
Or you think Mazzulla's right.
And you don't like flopping, and maybe Joe Mazzulla doesn't like flopping. And I don't know. All right, well, anyway, Those are our leads, finally. Really late today, but it's the day after the draft. Shime, we're going to have to get to the weekly wrap-up with an R next. Is that okay?
I love that. Let's do that. And then you want to do They Said It at the top of the hour? Or do you want to start squeezing they said it?
We can get both in.
All right, let's do it.
Our guy, Acrobatic, pure talent, every week for us, wraps the week when it comes to sports. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that next, and then we'll get to They Said It after that.